The last two shiurim, we have discussed the power and charisma of tefillah, and more specifically, the koach of tefillah b'tzibur. In the last year, we referred to the machlokas we see in the Rambam and the Ramban, where the tefillah is min haTorah. That's the position of the Rambam, which is a unique, distinctive position. Rav Rishonim assume that tefillah is rabbinic in nature. We did mention, however, that the Ramban contends that under certain circumstances, tefillah can also be min haTorah, namely, be'ez tzara. Ramban cites two mekoros, one makor in Parshas Baaloscha, v'chisavo melchama bi'artzichem al hatzar hatzorah eschem v'ariosem v'chatzotros v'nizkartem v'nei Hashem elokeichem v'noshatem v'yoyveichem. And the second makor the Ramban cites is in Melacha Bala Periches, in the investiture of Shlomo HaMelech, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi describes many catastrophic situations, batzoret, milchama, v'chulu v'chulu, where tefillah would be required, and the Ramban contends that that would be min haTorah. So, essentially, the Ramban does not assume that there's an obligation upon a yochid to daven min haTorah. Unquestionably, one could explain the Ramban along the following lines. Why is there no obligation in the Torah for a yochid to daven? Why does the Torah not articulate such an obligation? Yes, undoubtedly, based on Torah, we said the Ramban contends there is an obligation. We also mentioned the Ramban in Emor, perhaps we'll refer to it in this year as well, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ramban contends there's a chayv ha-tzibur based on Mikra Kodesh, that there's an obligation for the tzibur to gather b'veis Elokim, b'moed, to daven to Hashem Yisbarach, to say Hallel, Sherach Vaido. We mentioned the Ramban interprets the language of Mikra Kodesh, or Mikra Kodesh, as a day of convocation, a day of Asifa. That's also Din D'Oraisa. But perhaps that may be a function more of Yom Tov, as opposed to being a function of Tefillah. But in terms of a Yochid, there's no obligation that devolves upon a Yochid to daven min haTorah. And the Hesber would seem to be quite simple. Is there any necessity that the Torah should be mechayev a yochid to daven when David HaMelech Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael and Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph writes, Im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi kigamul alei imo kigamul alei nafshi? Is it necessary to tell a child, a baby, a suckling, that he has to call his mother? He's going to do so instinctively. It's something which obviously is so fundamental and so basic. He requires his mother for his sustenance, for his very existence, for his entire chiyus. She's the one who's going to satisfy all his needs. Kal v'chemer ben menosha kal v'chemer. A person, all of us individually, have no recourse but to rely on Hashem Yisbarach. B'chol inyoni gufeinu v'nafsheinu. Everything relating to our very existence, Hashem Yisbarach is the sole recourse that we have. And therefore, there's no need to be mechay v'yochid in tefillah d'araisa, because it's something which is so basic, so instinctive, just as we say in the davening, al chayenu hamsurim b'yadecha, v'yal nishmoseinu ha'bukud asloch, v'yal nisecha shebechol yom imonu, v'yal niflosecha b'tovosecha shebechol eis, erev v'boker v'tzarvayim. Or the way Chazal express it, al kol nishima nishima, for every breath that a person is able to breathe, we have to be makir tov, we have to thank Hashem Yisbarach. The Yalkut Shimoni writes in Parshas Nitzavim a very striking lashon. Omar David, David HaMelech said, Ani magid gidulaso ugvuraso umalchuso shel melech malchi hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say over the greatness, the prowess, the royalty of Hashem Yisbarach, shebechol yom v'yom adam noitzar, every single day a person is recreated, Every single day a person undergoes a kind of renaissance. Like a young babe in the arms of one's mother. In other words, the primary thrust of every yochid, of every individual, focuses on bakoshas tzrochim. All of us have needs. All of us have inalienable needs, significant needs. And we are kofuf towards Hashem Yisbarach. We recognize, we acknowledge that il moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro en eyocho leiskayem ulahachzik mamad. If not for the grace, if not for the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, we will not be able to survive. So how does a yochid approach Hashem Yisbarach in tefillah? And that is described by the Rambam that we had already referenced to, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam on page number one of the handout, that Rambam can be found. The Rambam says, Elochiyav mitzvah zo kachu, in Alocha Beis, what he tells you, the obligation, the araisa, of a yochid to daven on a daily basis, which is against Rov Gedoli HaRishonim that I just mentioned. So the Rambam formulates the Alocha in the following way. Chiyav mitzvah zo kachu shei adam mischanein umispalel b'chol yom umagid shivcho she'akadosh baruch hu ve'achagach shoel tzrochav shehu tzorech lohem bevakosho v'tchino. Ve'achagach nosin shevach v'doy al Hashem al atoba she'eshpia lo kol echo l'fi kocho. The Rambam is describing what is the obligation that devolves upon each yochid. And the Rambam tells you, this is how the all the Mefarshim of the Rambam, the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam interpret, what is the Raisa aspect of Tefillah that the Rambam has formulated? And the answer is a tripartite, threefold aspect. Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah. First, the person approaches Hashem Yisbarach, Magid Shivcho Shakadosh Baruch Hu. He articulates the praises of Hashem. And then the centerpiece, the very epicenter, the quintessence of what Tefillah V'Yochid is all about, is she'elas tzrochim. One has to ask Hashem bebakosho b'tchino for all of one's needs. And finally, hodah, one has to thank Hashem for all that which Hashem has bequeathed to us, has vouchsafed to us. So this tripartite element, shevach, bakosho, v'hodah, that's the din d'araisa. We already had mention of the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Vav. The Magen Avraham defends the practice of women in the morning that they say a short tefillah. Sounds like he's talking about the tefillah of Modeh, Ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayom, shechazarte bi nishmasi v'chemlo kama rabo emunasecha. And Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from his father, Hagoyin Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, that the Magen Avraham only mentioned in the context of this tefillah that would seem to be two elements, two components of this Rambam, Modeh Ani lefanecha, which of course is hodah, and then we have as well the element of shevach, melech chai v'kayom, but we're missing here a bakosha. So according to the Rambam, both in Ekroni, if a woman wanted to be able to say the chiyuv tefillah d'araisa, should just add one bakosha, and thereby you have already here the tefillah d'araisa of a yochid. And even according to the Ramban, that tefillah is only a din d'rabbanan that applies to a yochid, but we then mentioned the Eis Tzara, unquestionably, tefillah takes on an aspect of a daraisa as well. And yesterday we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal that he contended there's no machlokus really between the Rambam and the Ramban. The only question is how to define an Eis Tzara. The Rambam defines Eis Tzara, our very existence is so insecure. We're so not sufficiently anchored in terms of our moorings that existentially we're in a constant state of peril. Anything could happen at any moment. There could be a pitomiyut. There could be a sudden happenstance that could bring us down. And therefore, our very existential insecurity requires tefillah d'araisa on an ongoing basis. And the Ramban contends, based on the psukim that he cites in Baloscha and Melachah Mala Periches, only a catastrophic situation would precipitate an obligation to daven, namely drought, war, any of the above, or any other kind of physically horrific situation, that would be a mechayev of tefillah, according to the position of the Ramban. So there are a number of famous Gemaras that we are all familiar with, where the Gemara speaks about the Koach HaTfilah B'Tzibur, and that we discussed in yesterday's Shir. And we mentioned as well the Psukim that Chazal note, Lishma El Harina B'Al HaTfilah, that would seem to also support the position of the Rambam, first Rina, Shevach, and then Tfilah, the essence of Tfilah being Bakosha, at least according to the Babli. And another well-known Gemara in Brachos, Darash Rav Simloi, La'olam yisadir olam shivcho shakadosh baruch hu v'achakak yispalo. What is the proper Seder Advarim? First Shevach, then Bakosha. And the ayahs from Moshe Rabbeinu, that in the beginning of Eschanu, Moshe Rabbeinu pleads, implores Hashem Yisbarach to let him enter Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eschanan al Hashem ba'esai le'mor, Hashem Elokim, atah chilosa l'haros es abdecho, es godlecho, es yodecho ha'chazako, asher mikel b'shamayim v'aretz asher yaseh kibasecho v'chigurosecho. Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu begins with Shevach. And then the pasuk that follows, Eber ono v'eres ha'aretz ha'tova asher eva ha'ardein, ho'or ha'tov ha'zev v'alvono. Then the Bakosha follows. The Gemara in Ein Omdim, the Gemara in Brachos as well, the olam al yishal olam tzorachav lo begimul rishonos, lo begimul achronos, ele be'emtzoyos. Dafka, the middle part of the Shunesre, that's the part that's matim for Bakosha. That's the essence. And one can see these Gemaras on page number 5 in the handout in the Marmar Komos, the Gemara that speaks about that Sheila Tzorachim belongs in the middle section, and the Gemara Lamed Aleph in Brachos Lishma Larina Velatfila, and the Gemara Lamed Beis that I just referred to. So essentially, there's a fundamental distinction between Tfila V'Yochid, which is primarily undergirded, primarily founded upon the idea of Bakosha, upon our dependence on Hashem Yisbarach. We simply cannot survive without sense of Ke'enei Shivcha El Yad Givirta, this distinction between the Tefillah V'Yochid and Tefillah V'Tzibur has a number of fascinating manifestations. We mentioned some of them yesterday. We referred to the Meshech Chochma on page number 5 in the Briska Rav, who comment on Targum Onkelos, B'charbi U'V'Kashti. Tefillah V'Yochid is compared to a keshet. To the extent that I have schuyot, the more schuyot I have, the more merits I have, the easier it is for me to enter the portals of the Shavu Shamayim. But a tzibur, their tefillahs are automatically responded to, as the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Ches, Hein kel kabi lo yimas, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu moes, b'tefillos en shel rabim. So essentially the distinction between a yochid and a tzibur has no reason to have any fear. A tzibur can approach Hashem Yisbarach without any qualification. A tzibur automatically can literally take out the sword from the scabbard, and immediately the impact of the sword could be of a very lethal nature. Their tefillos are going to be accepted by Hashem Yisbarach. A tzibur, if we join the tzibur, then we are assured that Hashem Yisbarach will respond positively to our tefillos. A tzibur doesn't have to be concerned about katnas demochin, about klein kepelach kind of thinking. Yechidim have a kind of mindset, a mentality of kleine kepelach, our focus is on ourselves, upon our tzrochim, upon all of our personal needs, upon the issues that we confront on a daily basis, on the challenges that we often see in front of us. And therefore, as a yochid, bakosha becomes the focus of my attention. A tzibur is not concerned about petty kleine kepelach, katnas demochin kind of issues. A tzibur is focused on godless demochin. A tzibur is focused on the kvot shamayim. A tzibur is focused on the malchus of Hashem should be misgalah b'mehera. A tzibur, automatically, the moment the tzibur invokes, you give a midah shavachim, as we mentioned in the Gemara several shurim ago. Bris krusa, you give a midah shavachim, shein en chozas reikam. Automatically, Hashem responds to the petition of a tzibur. Nikadesh shimcha ba'olam lashon rabim, kishem shemadishim osa b'shmei marom, yiskadel v'yiskadesh shmei rabba. That's what a tzibur is all about. Automatic entrance into the portals of Shari Shamayim, unlike that of a Yochid, who does not necessarily, unless they have great zechuyos, are they admitted. There's a very fascinating comment of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim on page number 6. And here he more or less expresses this idea very, very beautifully. And there in Perek Yud Alpha, the second shahr of Nefesh HaChaim, he writes, Umashikosav lifnei chelo, referring to the pasuk in Tanakh, Vashem, Hashem went ahead and gave his koach lifnei chelo. That's the whole idea of tefillah. Namely, lahosiv koach b'kdusha. Shekemosha ish mi'anshei achayel, a soldier, mashlich kol inyonav v'tzorchi atzvo mineged. A soldier is not concerned about his own personal welfare. He's only concerned about the safety of the king, the safety of the country that he's fighting for. He wants the malchus, he wants the kingdom to be the uppermost apex of his thinking. The idea of tefillah is to, again, engage in this transcendental kind of process. It should be a process which emanates from Torah HaMachshava, in order to give further koach, tenu oz lelokim. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner understands the idea of bracha, teisevus koach, to Hashem Yisbarach, to the upper pamalya shel mala, ulaoreh b'kolo hakol ha'elyon, liam shocha minei b'chon unihiru l'kola, la'avi ruach tumim en oylam. The kavanos of the tzibur are transcendental kavanos of a panoramic nature, not of a personalistic, not of a petty, not of a katas the mochin kind of nature, but it's rather focused on the malchus of Hashem Yisbarach. And that we see, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. There's a discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim, is one permitted in Rosh Hashanah to ask for one's own personal bakoshos, or should one be focused on v'yitnu l'cha kesem l'lucha, crowning Hashem as the King of the Universe? And that's what he writes. Ve'inenu haroz b'nusach Tefillos Rosh Hashanah, shu mesuda me'rosho at sofa rak al kvon malchuso, Yisbarach Shemo. Shetis ala kibat chilo kodem chet adam arisha. We want Hashem Yisbarach to restore the ideal, idyllic, utopian matzav of adam arisha kodem achet. Begam nusach tfilas kol ashon afshal lefi pshuto anire ruba kukula misuda linya yitzorachi atzmeinu. Even though the focus seems to be on our own personal bakoshes, vaday boru lechol meivin. It's clear, it's patently clear. Umim komo hu mukhra. They weren't only focused simply on personal tzorachim. It should not be a tzorech ha'odom. It should be a klein kepelach, katnas demochin, but on the bottom paragraph, tzorech gavoa. Keep in makom sheish kiddo l'shmo yizbarach, whenever klal yourselves in its tzora, which of course is automatically a chiddo l'Hashem, as the Navi Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav indicates that, we're obligated to be concerned about the Mekadi Shem Shamayim and only everything completely for the sake of Hashem Yisbarach. On page number 7, the idea is also expressed in a very beautiful Hakdama in the Siddur Agro. V'habito rei says the Goyin, Ech tigdu lanu kadboneinu zal tfilas Rosh Hashanah, that the focus is on Kveir Hashchina, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner just indicated. But as he calls from the Zohar, the Einish Somalev the Bakish Alel Boine Demore Ushmoya Mechula Bagoyim. That should be the focus of our concern, not individual, not private tzvachim. At the end of the day, the Poskim are makel that we can ask Hashem for all of our personal tzvachim. But the focus should be ki yad al keiska ein akise sholem vein Hashem sholem achi mocha zal shem molek. And the next paragraph as well that I underline, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner at great length in the Siddur Agro in the Psicha to the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah indicates to us very clearly that the focus should be not on our own personal needs, but rather on the Malchus Shel Hashem Yisbarach Sheyizgale Uvechein Pachtecho Hashem Tein Pachtecho Hashem Elokeinu V'yiro'ucha V'yishtachelu Tein Kavod Hashem li'amecha, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And this should be the focus of one's attention in the course of the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah. Now, Soloveitchik Zatzal often noted, he said once in a famous Jewish Russia, he pointed out, if you examine the Vidui of Yom Kippur, you'll notice there are two Viduyim. There's one Vidui for a Yochid and the other Vidui for a Tzibur. The Vidui that a Yochid says in Shemoneh Esrei, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, of Musaf, of Mincha, of Ne'ilah, while the Vidui of the Tzibur is said only by the Sheach Tzibur and Chazar Sashatz. There are a number of fundamental distinctions between the Vidui of a Yochid and the Vidui of a Tzibur. The first and perhaps primary distinction is the Mikum. Where is this Vidui located? A Yochid says the Vidui at the end of the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of his davening. Where does the Sheach Tzibur say the Vidui? The answer is in Medias Res, right in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, right at the Alevi Yavo. That's one distinction. Secondly, when a Yochid begins his Vidui, he begins without any preamble, without any prologue. He gets right to the point. Elokeinu, Elkeinu, Seinu, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, guilty as charged. A Sheach Tzibur, before he begins to say Vidui, as a lengthy preamble, a lengthy prologue, namely Slichos. What is the nature of that? And of course, that's the Gemara we referred to earlier on Daf Yitzayim of Beis of Rosh Hashanah. Il Mole Mikro Kosovi Yeshua Omro. Milame Shinisati Bakarush Bohuki Shriat Tzibur. Hashem is Barach, as it were, became a Shriat Tzibur. And Herod of the Moshe said to Ratfila, Omale, Kolzman Che Yisrael Chaitin. Yasu the father, I can say the Razeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the secret of Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim. If you want our tefillos to be answered, that's what we do. So Slichos is a privilege given to a tzibur. And of course, we know at the centerpiece of Slichos is the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim. Those cannot be said by a Yochid. A Yochid doesn't have the audacity, doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the temerity, doesn't have the doggedness to go ahead and approach Hashem Yisbarach on more automatically, that there should be immediate kapara, immediate expedition. He's not able to say divrei ritzoi in the nusach of slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu. He's not able to say kianu amcha v'yato elokeinu, onu banecha v'yato avinu, as long as he's not someone who is completely molei charoto ubusha v'akaras achet. What schus does the yachid have to approach Hashem Yisbarach and to say divrei ritzui when he has not yet completed tshuva and vidui and has not yet completely and totally ferreted it out and eviscerated and eliminated all the chatoyim that one, unfortunately, often individuals are involved in? The only thing that a yochid can do is to approach Hashem sheepishly with great sense of busha and say chatosi avisi pashaiti ashamnu bagadnu, and to recognize that he has no defense. Mano malafanecha ki emes alsisa va'anachnu hushonu. If Yochid wants to approach Hashem Yisbarach, he cannot do so by saying tzadikim anachnu lo chatanu. Certainly we're not tzadikim. Is that a hava mina? But lo tzadikim, even in the sense of someone who's trying his best, unquestionably, a Yochid doesn't have the capacity to approach Hashem Yisbarach. So when does he do so? Almost a kind of ganav. At the end of davening, when everything is about to be over, he stealthily comes along and presents Hashem Yisbarach with his vidui. Vidui HaKotzer, Ashamdu Bagadnu. There's no makom for Bakoshas Kapora. Here, Hakaras HaChet is the very greatest pronouncement. Here, there should be a sense of charota. And only after that does the individual come to the vidui ha'aruch of Al-Chet, where you have a kind of review, a pirut on the Akara Sached of the Vidui HaKotzer. That's the seder of the Vidui of a Yochid. A Yochid has no right to have any tzvils, any drishos for Kapara and Hashem Yisbarach. He has no basis for any taina, klapi Hashem Yisbarach. There's no krisas bris. We got Yud Gimel Midos. Lo magia lo shum davar. When he said before the Bereilim as a Yochid, there's one argosha, chotosi. And he knows that there's an onesh that would normally follow chatosi, and he's royal the kabbal onesh. Sarnu mi mitzolsecha mishpatecha atovim lo shavalanu, whatever Hashem does, The Ato Tzadik Al Kabo Aleinu, he justifies Tzidik Adin Ki Emes Asisa V'Anachni Rishonu. That Onesh seems to be the only ultimate situation for a Yochid. However, in stark contrast is the Vidui of a Tzibur. The Vidui of a Tzibur is said by a Shliach Tzibur. That's Vidui said on a completely, totally different foundation, on a totally different kind of Matzav HaNefesh from the Vidui of a Yochid. And there we can begin with Slichos, Schor Rachamecho Hashem HaChasadecho Ki Me'olam Heimba. Al tisko lono avonos harishonim, maher yikadmunu rachamecha. A tzibur has the right to demand. A tzibur has the right to be doresh. A tzibur has the right to be tovea. We didn't even say Hashanu yet. And right away we're saying, zochreinu Hashem b'rtzon amecha, pogdeinu b'shuasecha, zechor ados lakonis lakedem, zechor Hashem chibas Yerushalayim, zechor li'abram yitzok l'zol abodecha, zechor l'abodecha. What's happening over here? On what basis does the Tzibur have the right to go ahead and with such courage and with such chutzpah? And the answer is that a Tzibur automatically has the schus. Because of the schus of a Tzibur and the koch of a Tzibur, they can demand. And only after that, as an afterthought, they say, Hashamnu bagadnu gazalnu. Here we have shnei afochim v'nosei echad. Two opposites in the same theme. A yochid approaching Hashem with great diffidence, sheepishly, in a very humble, unassuming, unpretentious kind of fashion, while the tzibur approaches Hashem with a kind of defiance, with an incredible courage, with an unbelievable confidence. And that's exactly the yesod distinguishing between vidui of a yochid and vidui of a tzibur. And that's the distinction between Tfila v'yachid and Tfila v'tzibur. That's exactly what we are speaking about now when we are being mafchin between the two. A tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not examine their past. He doesn't use an electron microscope to go ahead and probe. No, absolutely not. Netzach Yisrael al yishaker. When it comes to a tzibur, the Ribbono Shel Olam has no choice. Even before the kriya has been completed, Yibban Hashem is compelled, is constrained to respond affirmatively to the petition of its tzibur. That's the nature, that's the kayach of its tzibur that no yachid can possibly possess. So this is a fundamental distinction that we see between a yachid and a tzibur, and a very basic one that's clearly borne out, as I mentioned earlier, from the Reshe Chochma and from the Brisk Rav. There's a very fascinating comment that we alluded to. It's already mentioned by the Reshe Chochma on page number 5, but further, more discussed on page number 7. The Reshe Chochma quotes the Tosefta in Menachos, in Perek Vav, that says on page 5 here, Hashevach v'hatfila v'hahodah me'akvin. We don't really understand what exactly this Tosefta is all about, what it's trying to convey to us. It mentions three things that are ma'akev, that are indispensable. One is Shevach, one is Tefillah, one is Hodah. There are a number of approaches to understand this Tosefta. The Brisk Rav understood this Tosefta as having a specific reference to Hallel. When the Tosefta comments over here, as I just mentioned, that these three things are ma'akev, Biskop Hilchos Chanukah says we're talking about Hallel, that Hallel, Shevach, and Tefillah are ma'akvin zeh zeh. Those want us to say Hallel Shalem, that the entire superstructure of Hallel is essentially suffused with Shevach. We know the Prokim Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet that we're quite familiar with, and then afterwards we have Lolanu Hashem Lolanu Kuf Tes Vav, and we have Kuf Tes Zayin, Tefillah, Ubakosha, and we end with Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Ches, and Hallel Boidon. The Brisk Rav understands this Tosefta, Kulam Ma'akvim Zeh Zeh. And also when a person says Chatzi Hallel, as I'm Rosh Chodesh, where there's only a minute to say Hallel, Tzna Mi'ikir Adin, and a person skips Lo Lanu, and V'yahavti, and also the Chelik of Bakosha, which is really, as we have discussed now, a very primary, if not the central element, the dominant element, the major preeminent element of tefillah is not there. And perhaps that's what apparently Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam, on page number 7, you could see a very fascinating conversation, or if you will, dialogue of sorts between Rav Daniel HaBavli and Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam, whose primary function, as we know, was incredible kibbutz of aim of his father, Zatzal, of the Rambam, namely defending all the positions of the Rambam. And he writes here that Shevach and Hallel constitute a very significant and integral part of the Chiyuv HaTfila. Bein b'tfila, bein b'hallel, we are obligated to engage in Shevach, Bakosh and Hodah. However, there's one distinction, and that distinction is that in tfila, the Mokeid, the focus is Bakosha. As we mentioned, Mashenkin and Hallel, the focus is Divrei Shevach v'Hodah. So here, Rav Daniel HaBavli, and this is also the position of the Bahag, they count Hallel as a separate mitzvah by itself. You'll take a look at Rav Daniel HaBavli, Omnan Kriya Sahalo, Kra'omu Befer Shu Daraisa B'Yilchas Yomim, and then Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam, the left-hand column, essentially discusses this issue as well, but he points out this distinction that I just mentioned between tefillah and hallel. So there's a fundamental distinction between Shevach Vodah of tefillah, what we call Shemon Esrei, and Shevach Vodah of hallel. Shevach Vodah of tefillah constitute a hechsher for Bakosha Srochim. It's a means to an end. The ultimate end and the most significant element there is Bakosha Srochim, namely all of our individual needs. As the Gemara in Brachos we mentioned earlier, and the Gemara also on Daf Lamed Aleph, the further Gemara, where Chazal tell us, Rishonos, namely the first three brachos, Dome, are comparable to a person. The Gemara says, Shemisader Shevach Lefnei Rabbo, that he arranges the Shvachim before his master. The first three brachos of Shemon Esrei. Emtsoiso, the middle brachos, a person is comparable to Evet Shemavakish Pras Me Rabbo. He would now like to have a compensation. This is in the context of tefillah, where the most significant section is Bakosha, the middle section of Shemon Esrei. And the beginning and the end are just, if you will, a kind of hechatimtza to get to the Bakosha. First the Hakdama of Shevach, then the Ikar Bakosha, and then the kind of summation or Hasima of Hoidah. Mashenkin Shevach and Hoidah of Hallel Amisyaches, to the Gruas of Hashem Yisbarach, Halal HaMitzri, that we've spoken about in the past, the Nisrim and the Flos, that Hashem Yisbarach does for us, the Kvod Shamayim, that we're trying to be Marbe, and therefore one cannot take Shevach Vodah of Hallel and introduce it into the Misgeret of Tefillah. There are two different Misgerot, two different frame of references. Here, in one case, the aspect of Bakosha is the Ikar, that's what Bolet, in the case of Shemon Esrei, in the case of Hallel, there, the aspect of Shevach Vodah is the aspect which is Bolet. So, in effect, a Jew who comes and wants that his tefillos should be miskabel, should be answered by Hashem Yisbarach positively, has two choices. One, he can be mitzarei to a tzibur, and then he has the right to be tovea, he has the right to be doresh, and he has the right to do so forthwith. His tefillos should be answered immediately. Tefillos ha-tzibur is likened to a sword, that its koach is murgash miyad. Tzibur automatically elevates the individual from his kleine kepalach thinking, from his dagos haktantanios, to a madrego where his kavana is solely chut shamayim, kiddush Hashem, yud gimel sharachamim, and therefore we have a totally separate mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur. This is the entire thrust of all three shiurim that I've been saying, based on the original comment of the Bahag, that he counts Vayachal and Tachnunim as the way the Ramban interprets it, namely the Koach of Tfilah B'Tzibur. But there's also another derech which can be utilized, and that's the Mishnah in Brachos, the Mishnah that comments on Daf Chav Ches on page number 8, Ha'oise Tfilaso Keva, Ein Tfilaso Tachnunim. The Gemara then asks, what exactly is Keva? Kol She Tfilaso Dome Elav Kemaso, he looks like a burden. Or Kol Mishin Omer B'Loshen Tachnunim. And Rashi says if Keva means the person who simply does it to be Eitzezayin, to be Potter, as quickly as one possibly can. And Rabbi Yona also there explains this as well. You'll take a look on page number 8 to see the comment of Rabbi Yona. a person davens b'nei hachiyu bilvad. Afilo achi, if a person davens b'nachas k'misha mevakish rachamim al atzmo, v'nir the rabbanim machmirin mitzad echad u'mekilim mitzad echad. They hold that even though domel of kamasui, but if one says it b'lashon tachnunin tfilasa tfila, mitzad sheni says the Rabbi Yona, even though a person doesn't daven k'misha domel of kamasui, he davens k'misha tzarech la'adav b'yeser. He doesn't say, but Lashon Tachnunim ain't filasa tfila, because Lashon Tachnunim is the Kree, is critical. That's the Dogesh. And we see as well, this idea is found in the Bar Tanura, in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, a well-known Mishnah, Kshata Mispal Alal Tas Filasa Keva, Ela Rachamim V'Tachnun V'Fnei Amokom, Shinema Ki Kelchanu V'Rachamu V'Rach Hapayim V'Rav Chesed V'Nicham Ala Ro. And there he explains as well that the Ribon Hashem is desirous of tachnunim, and if a person expresses himself with tachnunim, then Hashem is Baruch undoubtedly will respond to tefillah. So on page number 9, one sees this also. A tzibur has no need for bakoshas tzrochim. A tzibur has no need for tzilas nedava. A yachid, on the contrary, a yachid is involved in tzilas nedava. A yachid is involved in tachnunim. A yachid, certainly his entire tefillah is sounded upon that yisod. And on page number 9, one can see this, that the Mechaber Paschim in Tzadiches, Yispalel Derech Tachnunim Kirosh HaMevakesh BaPesach UveNachas V'Shelo Teror Alav Kimasa UMevakesh Lipotim Mimeno. One davens, a yochid davens, and he tries his best to implore Hashem Yisbarach with Tachnunim Ko'oni HaMevakesh BaPesach UveNachas, says the Bi'a Alocha, if I don't daven as a yochid with tachnunim, I may have to daven again. He refers to the Bach, the old Rabba, the Beis Yosef, the Mamma Mordechai, the Magi Giberim, all bring a raya from the Rambam. The Sava Gamki Nochi, Uladati Ein Raya Kolkach, the Chiyah Gabna, what it says over there, Tzorech Leishim Ma'ad Bevadi Huvak Lechatchila. And then the Mishnah Berurah himself, he explains, what does it mean, Hamavakish Ke'oni Ba'Pesach U'inyan Echad Ratzalomar L'shon Tachnunim V'yosim Elibo Shem B'yad Shum Nibra Malach O'mazol O'keichel O'malashay L'osol Kim B'Tzayin O'Yizbarach. One has to pour out one's heart with Tachnunim to Hashem Yizbarach, that he should respond to Atfilos. We have no one else. The Ribbono Shalom is the only address, the only Ktovet. And it shouldn't be kemasa, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, even though one says v'loshen tachnunim, if one does not have that inner pnimiyistic sense, eino mechashe kemo shetzorach dovar, ela shemespalom ne'achiv, eino nachon, umot tzorach lizor b'zeh, we're not simply engaged in mitzvah noshim l'ubada, we're not simply formally enunciating words, or what our Soloveitcher used to say, there's the maisa mitzvah, which of course is the formulation of all kinds of tefillos, but ultimately the key mitzvah, Rachman Liba Boy, that the underlying most significant component of tefillah for a yochid is the lave. Hashem Yisbarach wants to see that lave, because a yochid doesn't have automatic entree to Hashem Yisbarach as a tzibur does. And finally, the last citation here on page number 9, Ein tzibur mispalen tefillas nedava klal. The tzibur has no need for tefillas nedava. A right to this parallel to us the Dava Tsarshi and Maki Vesatsmo Zoriz Vizahir. The Omid Bedaito Shirkal Chavim Tfilasa Meresh Rad Saif. A Tzibur has no need for Tfilas the Dava. Dafka Yochid requires Tfilas the Dava, but he had better make sure that he'll have Kavona. Avamena Yochal Chavim Yofe. If he can't do that, what's the point that Tfilas the Dava? It falls under the rubric of Lamali Raziv Khaicham Amar Hashem. Valavai Shuchal Chavim Megimel Tfilos Hakruah Sayom. Halavai, we should have Kavona in the Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, that the Ribono Shel Olam was Mesakein for each one of us. Hayotzim, we call the Vareinu that Yesh Hevdel Godol, Shamayim Va'aretz, between Tfilah V'Yochid and Tfilah V'Tzibur. And therefore, a person should literally do whatever he can to join a tzibur, to be mesayer to a tzibur, hein kel kabel lo yimas. A tzibur has zechusim, a tzibur has a koyach, a tzibur has a charisma that no yochid can possibly have. As Yechidim, we are very limited. And Hashem Yisbarach will then examine each one of us individually if we decide to opt for the approach of a Yachid under an electron microscope to see if we are Roy, if we're worthy, if we're Hogun. But at Tzibur, no need. Immediate entree, immediate entrance to Hashem Yisbarach without any difficulty, without any impediments. And even someone whose lifestyle may not be so ay, or becholzav, once he becomes part of a tzibur, automatically Hashem Yisbarach responds to the tefillos with the most affirmative kind of response that one could possibly imagine. And therefore, all of us should make massive yeoman efforts to join, to be part of a tzibur. And hopefully, again, during this corona season, we've had difficulty davening b'tzibur all the time in the ideal kind of venue, in a makom, which is a base tefillah, in a bayis shemegadlo bo Torah, in a bayis shemegadlo bo tefillah. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us once back that ideal schus. As Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to give a hearty mazel tov to Rabbi Shor and all South Africa, that Baruch Hashem able to come back to the bayis shemegadlo bo tefillah, bayis shemegadlo bo Torah. Yibano Shem should answer our tefillos, and halavai, all of us should be zeicher to continue, as I mentioned many times, Seres, Teres, Yeshuas, V'Nachamos, L'Netzach, Netzachim, Amen, V'Amen.